Jesus has just invited you to walk with him in a lush spring garden. So now take a moment recalling your favorite image of Jesus through your imagination and see him standing in front of you with a gentle smile on his face. Has brought you to a lovely sprawling garden in full bloom, accented by willow trees gently waving in the breeze beside a gurgling brook. It is a warm afternoon with gentle sunlight dancing in the trees, shadows and sparkles playing with one another. The stream, too, has sparkles dancing. This stream has the most amazingly clear water. I have never seen water this pristine, just absolutely crystal, all the way to the sandy white bottom, which is accented with myriad hues of orange and pink, and the shimmering peacock colors of abalone shells. Over the stream is an old-fashioned arch-shaped bridge with a lovely carved railing. Without any reserve, you both walk up to the center of the bridge and look down into the crystalline water, which is also accented with long tendrils of green moss waving in the constant current. Jesus wraps his arms tenderly around you, and you rest your head over his heart, which is beating ever so serenely. Now your whole being is glowing as the magnificent peace of your Savior washes over you, and you feel so loved. As spontaneous worship wells up in your heart, as the angels play tenderly in the background, you feel lifted and carried away into a heavenly realm, wrapped in joy, a joy you have never known. Water's flowing freely, and it's so perfect, crystal clear and free from all contamination. The Lord infuses understanding into your mind that the water represents your stream of consciousness in your heart, the movements of your heart. For it is written that pure living waters will flow out of our bellies. You are His bride, and it is by His grace that it is crystal clear. But you begin to see shadows drifting by, and they represent things you need to forgive people for because they hurt you. And those painful memories lurk deep in your consciousness without you even being aware of them. But He has brought you to this place to purify the wounds of the past and free your heart from those pains. So as the Lord is holding you, Holy Spirit allows a person to come to mind, a person that really hurt you deeply. And with the memory of that person, Holy Spirit has brought to mind, this pain in your heart just floods over you, and you remember what happened, and you hurt so terribly inside. and you're looking upstream, all of a sudden you see that memory as a murky dark spot flowing in the water. As a red cloud overpowers it, and the two float together towards you as you're standing on the bridge. It's murky red, and the murky part of it is the pain and the incident and what happened and how you were hurt. And the red part is the blood of the Lord covering the whole incident. Jesus looks tenderly into your eyes and asks, "Do you forgive them?" And even though you feel stabbing pain in your heart, you answer him, "Yes, Lord, I forgive." And Jesus smiles and kisses your forehead in approval. And this scene repeats itself over and over again until nothing is left to be forgiven and your heart is free of pains you've carried all the way back from your childhood. His blood continues to carry the incidents downstream until they slip away into the deep, unfathomable ocean, buried forever in the depths of God's mercy. It is written, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." And now that we have allowed the Lord to take us through our memories and expose some of those things that we have not forgiven, now is the time to come to Him and ask Him to forgive us for the ways that we have failed Him and failed our brother. And just as we experience the cleansing power of His love as we forgave others, now as we come to Him, He will forgive all the things that we have done against Him. They will be forever buried downstream in the ocean of His mercy, at the very bottom, until they are no more. And we can walk in freedom and joy and in anticipation that soon there will be the midnight cry and the words, "Behold, the bridegroom approaches," and the shofar will sound, and we will forever be with the Lord in heaven. It is simply not His wish at all for us to be downcast and fearful when He comes. He wants us to be set free. He wants us to look up at the sky joyously. He does not want to see a bride that is all crumpled up in remorse. He wants to see a bride who is victorious by the blood of the Lamb that has covered her sins and her faults. And she can look up into the sky with joy and complete confidence that her Lord is coming for her, and forever she shall be with Him. So let us take time now and do the exact same thing for ourselves as the Holy Spirit brings to mind the ways in which we have failed the Lord. Let us enter into that place with the Holy Spirit and allow Him to bring to the surface those things that we have great sorrow over, and let them be carried down to the ocean of His mercy, never ever to be seen or thought of again.
My precious, precious child, you are forgiven.